Dean?
I want to take 5 seconds to say that's a wonderful interview to think about. That's from a book called In One Day. It's one of my very favorite books. Great book.
Well, not goodbye so soon. Since Caesar tomorrow, we'll talk to Gene about his new passion for health and exercise. And coming up next, some of the amazing daily input it takes to keep America fat and happy. After message. For the next several minutes, we're going to dazzle and amaze you with some astounding numbers and terrific illustrations of just what we Americans do in just one day. In one day, Americans eat more than 200 million pounds of fresh fruit and vegetables. We drink 23 million gallons of soft drinks, enough to fill a soda bottle 530 feet tall. And 15 million of us are on the road or in the air, 100 miles or more from home. That's enough people to form a ticket line that reaches across the United States and back again. Who is responsible for all of this? Tom Parker is. He put it all in a book called In One Day. Now, your trick was to take these basically meaningless numbers, mm-hmm. a million, a trillion, whatever, mm-hmm. and put it in graphic form so that when I say exactly how much is 200 million pounds of fresh fruit and vegetables, you come up with a big apple on a field of railroad cars. Would you describe it?
The apple is floating in a field of 4,000 railroad cars, one day's supply of fruit and vegetables for the American public, and that would make a train about 40 miles long.
And what about that line of ticket buyers? And I think I've stood in that line before. How did you interpret that?
Every day, there are 15 million Americans traveling at least 100 miles from home.
How'd you find that out?
Well, I just I spent a lot of time on the telephone, and I spent a lot of time trying to find the experts, kind of between the experts. I had a fact that someone gave me that said every day Americans throw away $85 million worth of perfectly edible food. And I decided to try to figure out just what kind of pile of food that was.
Where do you go for an answer like
well,
that?
I went looking for an expert on piles of food, and I found a gentleman who had been running a landfill outside of Chicago for so long, he said that he could tell what time of year it was by the color of the garbage coming off the trucks.
That's your next book, perhaps.
What he did was he helped me translate $85 million worth of garbage into a pile, and it turns out it would fill a baseball stadium to a depth of about 12 feet. So you can imagine a stadium full of people looking on this monstrous pile.
Actually, I can't imagine that, but that's why this is such a useful book. If you ever wanted to know how much lettuce Americans eat in the course of a single day, I know the answer. It's 8,500 tons. But again, how much is that?
8,500 tons of lettuce would make a head of iceberg lettuce 90 feet in diameter. It just so happens that the Titanic, which was sunk by an iceberg, is also about 90 feet wide. So the illustration, the obvious illustration for the book, was a picture of iceberg lettuce.
Enough lettuce to sink the Titanic is the answer to the question.
Every day.
We pump a lot of nickels and dimes and things in the piggy banks. What are you illustrating here?
This is a scale illustration of the pile of coins Americans drop into vending machines every day. It turns out it's about 8,600 cubic feet of coins.
I think the pig was a good choice.
Popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
Every day Americans munch on 6.5 million gallons of popcorn, and this clown is resting in a monstrous pile, and just below his feet are some elephants and circus tents drawn to scale.
I want you to know, I've done my part for that clown's rest. Giants figure prominently in your choices.
I used a lot of giants.
This sleeping guy is illustrating what fact?
He's dozing in 8 acres of artificial Christmas trees. Every day in this country, Americans produce enough Christmas trees to fill or reforest artificially an 8-acre woods.
That probably is the most useless fact you came up with. This one's important. How large is a large pizza?
75 acres. This is America's daily dose of pizza drawn to scale with a 75-acre town and some fields.
But you left out the mushrooms and the sausage.
Well, they're growing. They're growing in the various fields in the picture.
Now, we've seen the Big Apple. What about the Big Potato?
The Big Potato. Americans produce enough aluminum every day to make 132 square miles of aluminum foil. So I plopped this Big Potato in the middle of Manhattan and wrapped it in some foil, and we use enough foil every day to do that about 24 times.
And probably enough butter on that potato to fill the Hudson River nearby.
That's actually a pretty close representation of the amount of butter Americans use every day.
A bonus fact for you. Thank you for giving, I don't know why, but thanks.
75 acres of pizza. We'll be back with a look at what yesterday thought of its tomorrow, which happens to be today. And you can think about that for a while we take a station break.